Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. New Mexico's Democratic candidates for governor and Congress were working to shore up support from party activists this past weekend at a statewide convention ahead of the state's June primary. Delegates voted Saturday for their preferred candidates in a heavily contested primary race for governor and two open congressional seats. In the four-way governor's race, Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham got 67% of the votes, with former media executive Jeff Apodaca distant second at 22%. Whoever wins the party's nomination for governor will face Republican Steve Pierce, who's running unopposed in the November general election. Hunters, anglers, and conservation groups say they're alarmed at the nearly complete elimination of the Land and Water Conservation Fund in President Donald Trump's 2019 budget. Ross Brown explains.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund gets its money from offshore oil and gas leases, but the budget proposal diverts 90% of those funds. Lan Tawney, who heads the group Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, says for decades the program has been successful in bringing parks and public access to diverse groups of people.
You know, there's nothing more American than our public lands, and the Land and Water Conservation Fund helps provide opportunities for all Americans to enjoy these public lands that belong to all of us. And the idea of cutting this program doesn't make any sense to us, and I don't think it'll make any sense to the American people.
In New Mexico, LWCF funds have helped conserve such places as Valle de Oro National Wildlife Refuge and the Rio Grande del Norte National Monument. I'm Roz Brown.
Foreign visitors to the United States are on the decline after six straight years of growth. And that includes a drop in Mexican travelers, the biggest source of international visitors in some states. Federal data from the Department of Commerce shows that visitors from Mexico dropped nearly 10% compared to just a year ago. Here's Fronteras reporter Rodrigo Cervantes.
Estrella Jimenez walks around a sports store in a high-end mall in Mexico City.
Oye, está estando por uno.
She navigates through hangars filled with backpacks and hiking clothes, preparing herself for her first trip ever to Sedona. A Chicagoan she met through a dating app invited her. She is excited with the date, but also with the landscapes, the energy, and the high temperatures of Arizona.
I'm a beach babe. I love hot weather.
Jimenez says she travels because life's about experiences, but knows a lot of people that don't want to go to the U.S., either because of the current dollar pricing or...
because of all these politics and Trump against Mexicans and building the wall.
But Arizona wants to keep the flow of Mexican travelers coming, its main source of foreign visitors. The state is working to bring more like Jimenez, adventurous tourists with strong buying power, and not from the border, but from central Mexico.
Soy Daniel Tirado. Vamos a descubrir Arizona.
Travel vlogger Daniel Tirado introduces his video about Arizona. It has almost reached 100,000 views already in YouTube. Social media influencers like him and specialized media have become key players for tourism campaigns in Mexico. Becky Blaine is the deputy director of the Arizona Office of Tourism.
So we focus on Arizona being a welcoming destination for tourists, and we focus on the marketing.
According to Blaine, the recent currency exchange rates has affected tourism, but not only in Arizona, where the visitation of Mexicans staying overnight has slightly dropped since 2014. However, in 2016, the total number of Mexican visitors to Arizona was of 3.7 million. That's two-thirds of all foreign visitors to Arizona.
The visitation translates into $58 million of spending per day.
Tourism is the number one export industry for Arizona, and the contribution brought by Mexico is significant. 84% of Mexican travelers visit here for leisure and 75% for shopping. Mauricio Gonzalez leads the Arizona Tourism Office in Mexico City. His company also works with other U.S. locations like Houston and Chicago and thinks pricing is an advantage for the state.
I may say it's 20-25% more affordable to go to Arizona than other destinations.
Gonzalez says that attracting tourists from Mexico has been a challenge since the controversy brought by SB 1070. Another important problem is the lack of direct flights. There's only one from Mexico City to Phoenix and one from Guadalajara, also to Phoenix.
We have been facing different things, but we've been very successful on putting Arizona on the map as a premier destination for the Mexican traveler.
In other words, Arizona is for experienced tourists, those who want to go beyond places like New York, Orlando, or Las Vegas. The Arizona Tourism Office in Mexico City trains travel agents and promoters, builds strategic alliances, and launches media and marketing campaigns.
The name of the game right now, it's content. How to amplify what Arizona has to offer.
And while Gonzalez's office flirts with Mexican tourists, Estrella Jimenez prepares to fall in love with the state's nature and maybe with her date.
Well, I don't know if it's love yet. Let's take it each step at a time.
I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.